From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. The MAD accountant, Owen Tulk, joined Dan Pollard in the studio to share some advice on deductions you might be able to claim this tax season.
It's child care specifically. Fortunately, we're dealing with child care expenses as they relate to being separated and or divorced. So normally the way it works with child care is the lower income earner has to take the deduction. It doesn't matter if they make $0. However, when you're getting separated, it changes. And basically, whoever has paid the child care expenses during the time that the child resided with them, they get to get that deduction. So theoretically, you could each get a deduction.
Tulk says you must be separated and living apart for at least 90 days to claim the deductions. Spring cleaning season is underway, with yard waste collection returning next week and continuing on a bi-weekly schedule until early December. Residents can set out unlimited yard waste using craft paper bags or clearly labeled containers, while brush must be bundled within size and weight limits. Georgina officials encourage residents to follow guidelines and check the waste calendar for full details. A new 2025 York Region Health and Well-Being Review shows rising affordability challenges are driving increased demand for human services, with many residents struggling to cover housing and basic needs. The report highlights growing pressure on services, including a sharp rise in subsidized housing waitlists, social assistance use, food insecurity, and homelessness. Regional Council is now calling on upper levels of government for more support, warning current funding is not keeping pace with demand. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.